Verulam Sports.
Hello and welcome to the Verulam Sport Podcast. Every week, the team behind the award-winning Radio Verulam Sports Show will provide you with the most relevant news from the local and regional sporting scenes, whilst keeping you in the picture with national and international bulletins from the world of sport. There will be topical debates, regular interviews from local talent, and chats with those big-name guests that are a mainstay of Verulam Sport. As always, this is your show, every bit as much as it is ours. So, check out Verulam Sport across social media and get involved. For now, prepare yourself for this week's action-packed Verulam Sport Podcast. Hello again and welcome to Verulam Sport Podcasting. And we are lucky now to be joined on the line by a man you may remember hearing from very recently. It's St. Albans' own Jim Hodgkins, who has now, literally today, arrived virtually en Paris. So bonjour, Monsieur Hodgkins. Ça va?
Bonjour.
Well, what an effort. 55 days virtual riding. Goodness me. How's the body feeling? I know you're a seasoned cyclist, but even so, that is one heck of an endeavour.
Yeah, it's been superb, and the body's okay. You do get a bit tired doing the same thing every day. I said to people, I think 6 hours, 7 days, I get out really wanting to be on the bike, and one I don't, and that's not a bad ratio.
Is it one of those, because it is 55 days straight, that when you do have that day of, oh, I could really do without this, is that when you just really have to summon it up and just remember the bigger picture and what you were all about in terms of the fundraising side of things?
Yeah, the fundraising really gives it a commitment. I would say I've flunked quite a few training programs for rides historically, where I suddenly realize I haven't been on the bike for 4 days, say Monday to Thursday, and I didn't do my plan this week. So when you're fundraising, it's like, well, I've got to get on it and I've got to post the ride, and people are paying sponsorship money for this to happen. So that discipline is excellent, really, in making you do stuff.
But again, your commitment to follow through on that commitment is absolutely astonishing. I'll tell you something, not very often that you hear, with no disrespect intended, Southport in the same sentence as Paris. So,
well, my Rich, who invented the ride, actually rode in real life Blackpool Tower to Eiffel Tower previously. Nice. So he's a big long distance cyclist. But yeah, Southport, no, it probably doesn't come in the same sentence that much, but they're both quite elegant towns.
They both have their unique charms, I'm sure, but there we go.
Yeah.
Again, 55 days straight, Jim, just thinking of that gives me a bit of a headache, if I'm dead honest with you. Just remind us, what inspired this initially, and again, how much you've raised for the wonderful cause?
Yeah, the inspiration came from the fact that local charities are really struggling. In COVID times, then a lot of them, their costs have gone up for caring. Mm-hmm. And the demands on them have gone up, but often their revenue streams have gone down. And also, we've seen these amazing fundraisings. I mean, you know, take my hat off to Captain Tom and some of these other big fundraisers. But that's been going into big national charities. And we are raising for NHS charities together, mm-hmm, as part of our contribution. But we're also raising for Rennie Grove Hospice in Hertfordshire, and multiple sclerosis MS therapy centres locally in here in Hertfordshire and Northwest. And yeah, Rick's wife actually has MS, mm-hmm, and has for a few years. And I met him on a ride in India, as I said previously, and he knows that the therapy centre up there really is, a grassroots level lacking, mm-hmm, funding. So we decided we would work for local care charities on the fundraising predominantly. My page, I've gone over £2,000 as I finished the ride on funds raised, which I'm really pleased with. There's over 60 donors. And Rick is and our company page, because there's another person at Content Cal doing it now, probably takes that to nearly double that amount altogether. So
astonishing work.
Yeah.
Usually my experience with just giving expertise is that there is a little bit of time when the event is finished to enable maybe a few stragglers to donate. Is that the case for yourself?
Well, definitely still taking donations at www.ride55.co if people would like to donate. And what I've done, which is...
Sorry, go ahead.
And what I've done, which is a bit different, which is, you know, with the grand finale, is, you know, this, a lot of fun of this has been the virtual event, posting photos of places that you haven't been in real life, but what happened there. Like a couple of days ago, we were in Chantilly, where Chantilly cream comes from. I'm not sure they invented it in that aerosol can, but that's what we think of it as in our house anyway. And then for the finale, I was thinking, well, when you donate money, and I donate obviously as well as fundraise, and you know, you get the email back, which you know is automated. I always try and thank people personally as well. But I thought, well, how can we make the finish really special? So what I did was I've actually moved my bike to the kitchen for the finish, and used this big blank wall, printed off an A4 photo of all my sponsors, over 60 donors. And we created this stand with the Rennie Grave Grove banners that they'd given us as like the front of the stand. The advertising hoardings had like these 60 pictures up of little VIP enclosure, including the charity people. And we even got this amazing sports commentator there called Tony Rice.
I don't know about amazing. We do our level best there. We do our level best. But to tell you what another classy touch there, Jim. Not my own mug, but the overall impression. I think just from the image that I did see that you kindly shared, you've almost replicated a little bit of gay Paris in your own kitchen there. Marvellous.
We've got the Eiffel Tower and the Champs-Élysées as well. Yeah. A model and a set of photos on a box. Yeah, it's been great fun. And four of us have done the ride, three of us in its entirety, and then one from London to Paris who joined later. It's been a great experience. It's been a lot of fun in lockdown time. It's been good for training, and we've raised more than I thought. And when I started printing these A4 paper photos, I didn't think I was going to be doing 60. I'm glad we had enough ink.
But again, we said this last time, Jim, you know, it still astonishes me, and it really shouldn't, just the sheer benevolency of spirit of St. Albanites. And again, I know it's gone national, but I'm sure they will still be eager to lend some more support. So remind us once again of the best Just Giving way to engage.
Yeah, so we have a web address at www.ride55.co, and that links to the sponsorship page.
55 days on a virtual bike from Southport to the marvelous city of Paris in France. What an effort. Jim, just a few quick questions before I let you go. One of the things that really struck me when we were talking previously is the memories that you have from cycling life in general. But it was interesting when you're kind of doing this virtual experience. For instance, when you arrived at Brighton, sprung back memories of a gig with the MC Estereos, who might be maybe springing some memories from those who can recall 90s sort of acid jazz. What other kind of recollections did this experience bring forth out of the memory bank for you?
Yeah, lots of them. And it depends on who I'm riding with. I've done a few morning rides with my neighbor Dan, and I've ridden more with him than anyone else around the world. So that brings back memories of riding across Italy, coast to coast together. We both cycled London to Istanbul together, sometimes two of us, but often in a much larger group. Paris, I was reminded. I mean, I found my Eiffel Tower photo for when I was arrived in Paris on the Cross Europe. That was actually during Euro 2016.
Goodness me.
Yeah, we were like 30 miles from Dieppe on the first night of Euro 16. That was obviously France were the host, so it was a French match, and we were in this tiny village. We couldn't find somewhere to watch the match. And there wasn't the kind of roars you'd get in England of you know, in front rooms you would hear it was happening, or there seemed to be no one there. We were completely puzzled by it. But arriving in Paris was a good atmosphere then, you know, the fan parks were open and things like that. So on that night we went and we went to watch one game. It was a Turkey match. I can't remember who they're playing. And an England match in a hotel later on that ride just outside Geneva, because we were going London, Paris, Geneva. So, yeah, that was a good memory. I mean, it was also a time of quite devastation in Paris because the Seine had flooded, burst its bank, and the way out of Paris was really close to the river. And there was some really some devastation down the start of that route. So I certainly remember that.
Some wonderful memories, and they're going to live on and strong. I know, I'm sure you're entitled and deserve a bit of a well-earned rest, Jim, but you strike me as a man who is always looking for another challenge. What's up next?
I'm not sure. My main real-life challenge just got cancelled, which was actually cycling the North Coast 500 in Scotland with Mark Beaumont, the round-the-world record holder this summer. Hopefully that's just postponed. I mean, I'm looking for I have a rest for a day. I really want to go for a run, to be honest. I've been avoiding running for the last month.
My eyebrows are so far raised. I think they're almost going to come off. 55 days on your bike, Jim, and you're thinking to yourself, do you know what I could do now? I could go for a bit of a run, get my jog on. Marvellous.
Well, I run with friends, and my friends have been running, mostly separately, but, you know, we virtually meet up and they're not interested in cycling stories. They just talk about running. So, I can run with the dog as well. That would be nice. The dog's not much interested in cycling. But, you know, yes, have a break. Get out of the discipline of this. Go for a real world ride, I think, because I've been avoiding that too. Mm-hmm. Reflect on this a bit. It's been an amazing achievement. 1,200 kilometres. The discipline, I think. I think it's the second longest ride I've ever done. The longest being Rome to Bari to Thessaloniki, because, you know, basically on this we do a real day's ride in 7 because we're doing 45 minutes to an hour a day. I know I sound very jolly, so you have to put it in the context. Yeah, I know there's a lot of really bad stuff happening, and it's in some ways a distraction from that. It's a very kind of topsy-turvy world because, you know, many of us are living our lives not understanding fully what's going on. And obviously, if you're not affected by coronavirus, then, you know, it's fortunate. And when I did think when I started this, I hope I don't catch the virus during this 55 days. So I think that context has to be on it, because it's, you can't pretend everything's upbeat at the moment. And it's amazing that people could donate the amount during this time, which is very stressing and stretched for so many.
I think you made some very important points there. Just would say again, it's a very important cause that you have been getting on your virtual bike to support, making immense sums of money doing this tremendous feat of human endurance and commitment. Again, in closing, Jim, please remind us of the best way that we can still support and increase that wonderful fund that you've achieved for the Rennie Hospice.
If you could spare a few pounds for us, it's at www.ride55.co.
That's absolutely fantastic. Jim, I'm grateful for your time. I'm saluting you, because what an accomplishment. I will let you go. And I was going to say go and rest, but it sounds to me that you're going to go and get your jog on very soon. So however you choose to enjoy the rest of your afternoon, I wish you well. And I just congratulate you. 55 days virtually on a bike from Southport to Paris. What an accomplishment. Jim Hodgkins, you're a beacon of hope to us all. I appreciate your time once again. Thank you.